Hi, this is Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. Have you been affected by some of the recent changes in business ownership here in Shasta and Tehama counties? These changes follow a national trend where national companies buy up locally owned small family companies and change the culture and staff and pricing of their product. That has occurred here in the North State also. Three locally owned propane companies have been purchased by large national companies. If you're like me and you prefer to deal with locally owned companies, you may be interested to know Shasta Gas Propane, which has been around for 28 years, now has the third generation working in the company. For locally owned, family operated service and care, give us a call at 530-365-3793. Thank you.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
The American dream, to his last breath, he'll always be a soldier.
Heard on great radio stations all across America. It's the National Defense.
Welcome to the National Defense, made possible by Ford, by the Home Depot, by T-Mobile, by Prevagen, by the Wounded Warrior Project, and by Ondas Holdings, LLC.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and this is such an honor. Man, this is a big one. Colonel Eileen Collins is with us. She's the first woman to pilot and command a spacecraft. I know you just mentally said, wait a minute. Eileen Collins, I know that name. Of course you do. She's a pioneering NASA astronaut, celebrated as the first woman to pilot and command a space shuttle. Wow. A four-time spaceflight veteran, she logged over 872 hours in space, commanded the critical 2005 return to flight mission following the Columbia disaster. And there's now a great documentary called Space Woman that will land in theaters beginning March 20th. Colonel Eileen Collins joins us here in the National Defense. Colonel, how are you?
I'm great. It's great to be with you.
Oh, it's so great to talk to you. And I remember this so specifically when you made history and made this happen. And I watched the trailer for the documentary. And you said, following the Columbia disaster, you said, there's no way that I'm going to get out of this mission. There's no way I'm going to try and get out of this mission, right?
That's right. So the accident happened in 2003, and at the time, my crew was only 5 weeks from our launch. We were the next ones up.
And of course, 5 weeks?
Yes, exactly. But, of course, when the accident happened, we shut down the shuttle program for temporarily while we did the accident investigation. That took about 9 months. And after the accident investigation was complete, we started the what was called the return to flight program. NASA asked me to be the commander, stay on as the commander of the next mission. And we pretty much changed our mission from a resupply of the space station to an experimental flight where we were testing new techniques to make the shuttle safer to fly again in the future.
Wow.
So in the documentary, we talk a little bit about the accident. It's not really as much about that, but we tell the story and then what we had to overcome to really get this mission back up and flying again. And it's not just about the astronauts. Of course, we're the ones putting our bodies in the space shuttle and taking the risk, but also working with our operations team, our flight director and mission control, the shuttle management, and then the technicians and engineers around the country. It was a very, very difficult return to flight period. We did get the shuttle flying again, and so that will come out in the film. And we made some mistakes as we went back up on our return to flight. But again, we kept the shuttle program flying. And you asked me about me choosing to go up after the accident. We could have shut down the program. I could have quit. My crew could have quit. We did not, because it's all about, I mean, seven people died on Columbia. And did they die for something that we're going to shut down? Was their mission not? Of course their mission was worth it. So that's why I said, there is no way I'm going to quit. I'm going to get back up. I'm going to do it for my friends. We're going to get this shuttle flying again and continue space exploration, which at the time, the steps we were taking was building the space station. And we flew after the accident. I believe we flew another 18 space shuttle flights before the program was retired. And I'm happy to say that I was part of it. And, you know, being the commander of the next mission going up, I was in a position where I could help the team with what needed to be fixed. You know, we're not going to fly until we fix these problems. And I know in the military, we have these same type of things where you have a airplane accident, which is a terrible tragedy, but you've got to get through that period and you got to honor the mission and keep the mission going.
Yeah, we're talking to Colonel Eileen Collins here in the National Defense, the documentary Space Woman, which will be out in theaters March 20th. The first woman to pilot and command a spacecraft. And so it's one thing for you to make that decision, but I also saw your husband in the documentary. How did that decision go over with your family?
Well, so my husband and I met in the military. We were both in the Air Force. We've been married now 38 years. So he was an airline pilot after he retired from the Air Force. And so he was flying for the airlines when I was an astronaut and when the accident happened. He understands risk and risk-taking. It was not easy on him, but, you know, I think it was easier for me to explain the mission to him. What was much harder were my children. Now, my daughter was only 7 years old when the accident happened, and she was 9 years old when we flew the return to flight mission. In the movie Space Woman, our director really locked on to my daughter's story and how hard it is for a child when their parent goes off to, you know, fly in space after an accident, or maybe be deployed in the military or go into harm's way in some form or another. It's hard on the family. And there's ways that you can help make it easier on them, but, you know, they're still going to worry. And we did things to help our families get through that period of time. And so there's a little bit of the story of my daughter, you know, who kind of struggled through that. My son was only 4 years old when I flew my that return to flight mission, so he doesn't have as much of a memory of it. But yet, the rest of my crew had families. And so we had the family support plan. We talk about that a little bit and how we, you know, help the families. But we're still, you know, we're still taking a risk going out there. And yeah, our families are going to worry. So I think Hannah, our director, Hannah Berryman, really brought that out in the film, in the story of what the families go through.
Yeah, I think so, too. And this is a documentary based on your book, Through the Glass Ceiling to the Stars. And our families, have you screened Space Woman at any military bases?
We have not been at military bases. What we've been nearby. For example, we were Wright-Patterson Air Force Base in Ohio. You know, we were trying to get in Dayton, Ohio, but we got nearby in Columbus. And so I'm going to go there in person. And I think we're pretty much hitting big cities. And I want people to know that if you aren't able to, you can go to spacewoman.film to see where it is showing. But if you're not near any of those cities, we are going to go digital over the summer, probably in the June timeframe. And then after we come out digital, we'll be streaming. And people will be able to see it that way. And we'll be putting reminders out at that point in time. But I think if you have a chance to see it in the theater, the way the music is, you're going to get a better experience in a theater if you're able to make it.
So how does that feel to be in space and to see things that nobody else gets to see, to have that perspective? Does that hit you immediately, or is it something that you look at later in that kind of perspective?
Yeah, both. It hits you immediately and later. And I'm going to say, I believe someday space tourism is going to be very successful.
Really?
And, oh, yes. It is such a wonderful human experience, and really on two levels. One of them is the launch is kind of a roller coaster ride. It's a real thrill to launch, but, you know, the launch is, you know, for us, it's work and focus and making sure everything is working right, but mostly being in zero gravity. After the 8.5 minutes of launch, the spacecraft instantly goes to zero gravity and everything starts floating. Like your collar floats up around your neck, your checklist pages float, there's dust in the air, and it's really kind of a magical experience. So I like to describe it as like your Peter Pan flying over Neverland. But the second part of it is looking back at the Earth from space and how that really gives a person a global view. First of all, the Earth is round. I have people tell me the Earth is flat, and I'm like, no, it is not flat with my own eyes. You fly around the Earth once every 90 minutes on the space station in low Earth orbit. But just the human experience of looking back at the Earth, looking at the continents and looking at the cities from that distance, and the way it changed me is I became a big fan of history. You know, looking down at places like Europe and the Middle East, and you think about all the history that took place in just the generations of people, you know, what they were doing back in the old days and where are we going in the future. I think looking back at the Earth from a distance gives a person a different perspective on the enormity of the universe that we live in.
Sure.
And how our little lives that we live every day are important, but yet how we fit into the big picture. So, I think I see the world more globally and more strategically than I ever have in the past. And I think it would be good for more people to fly in space. You know, sometimes people think, oh, the astronauts just want it for themselves. No, we want more people to fly. We want commercial flight. You know, will military people be in space someday? You know, I can't really answer that question because so much of it is automated today. But there is definitely a military mission in space because it's about defending the Earth from natural as well as, you know, human risks that are out there. And I think if you can't go into space, watching movies on space, whether they're documentaries or, you know, even these funny full-length movies that you see in old movies like Apollo 13 are good to watch. And there's some really silly ones out there like Armageddon. But, you know, I've watched all of them. There's one coming up with Ryan Gosling, which is a science fiction
movie. I just saw something about that. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to watching that. I watch all of them because I love the space stuff. I love sci-fi. I love history. And, it's good for all of us to kind of have that global perspective.
Oh, it's so good.
David is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Nice to meet you. My name is David. I've been a pharmacist for 44 years, and I'm from Flowery Branch, Georgia. When I first started taking Prevagen, I noticed stuff just seemed to come together and fit like a jigsaw puzzle. When I have customers come in, I recommend Prevagen. Number one, because it's safe and effective, does not require a prescription. And I've been taking it quite a while myself, and I know it works. I wouldn't recommend something like Prevagen if I didn't think it was worth it because it works so good for me. And I love it when the customers come back in and tell me, David, that really works so good. Makes my day.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post 9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible with support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing,
to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we, because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Spring starts at the Home Depot, and we are bringing the heat to your backyard this season. Fire up the flavor with our wide variety of grills for under $300, like the Next Grill 4-Burner Gas Grill that's perfect for hosting your spring cookout. Then set the scene and turn your outdoor space into the go-to spot the patio sets for every budget. Bring it this season with grills that deliver flavor and patios that set the vibe from the Home Depot. Start your spring with low prices guaranteed at the Home Depot. Exclusions apply. See homedepot.com/pricematch for details.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
For me, staying connected to loved ones is everything. And as a veteran, you appreciate how T-Mobile makes that easy. With exclusive discounts for military and veteran families on wireless plans, those who serve save with T-Mobile. Military families save up to $720 a year. Plus, you'll be on America's best network, according to Ookla speed test. Head to T-Mobile.com/military-savings to learn more. That's T-Mobile.com/military-savings. Savings with four lines compared to regular pricing on experience plans.
Hi, I'm Mike Richmond of the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs with information on an important free resource for veterans, the VA Health and Benefits app. The tool is like a one-stop shop for veterans. It allows them to view or cancel VA medical appointments, send and receive messages from healthcare providers, and download VA benefit letters to provide veteran status or disability payments. Veterans can also manage existing VA claims, find the closest VA medical centers, and get quick access to the VA crisis line. You can download the Health and Benefits app on your iPhone or at the Google App Store, or wherever you normally get your mobile apps. If you already use this app, please share your feedback on your phone's app store. That's the VA Health and Benefits mobile app. I'm Mike Richmond.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
I'd like to thank everyone for coming out tonight to the annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Dinner. Since its start, the Reading Rancheria Community Fund has granted over $4.6 million in support of our community. This year, we celebrated the amazing organizations that we've been able to help with a special surprise bonus award of $10,000 being given out. It is with your help that we will be able to continue the amazing cycle of giving. The annual Reading Rancheria Community Fund Wicked Dinner was brought to you by this station and other proud sponsors.
Collins here in the National Defense, the new documentary Space Woman coming out on March 20th. And, you know, just the thing that you've given to women, and especially young women, with you commanding the space station. I mean, that's, I can't imagine what kind of mail, what kind of emails, what kind of comments you get from women that you have inspired to not only do anything they want to try, but also to know that you can really achieve anything as a woman. I mean, that's got to be very special to you.
Yeah, there's so much I can say about that. So women are an integral part of the mission. If you look at, you know, the history of exploration, you know, women explored, you know, the frontiers, you know, with men, and families went. So women are an integral part. I was in the first class of women to go through pilot training at Vance Air Force Base. That was a long time ago, 1978. And there were four of us women on a base. So there must have been 500 pilots on the base, but we were the first four women. And, you know, it was a test program. The Air Force was trying to determine, do women fly military aircraft the way men do? And so there was, we wanted to get our wings. We were there for ourselves, but we were also there for the women to follow us.
Right.
Because how we did was going to determine whether women were going to be able to go to pilot training in the future. Well, I think we all know the results were women fly just like men. And it was really, numbers were pretty much the same as the men. So we, you know, we're not allowed to fly combat missions back in those days. And, you know, that was okay. It was part of a process. And I became an instructor. I flew the C-141. And then in 1993, the nation decided to let women fly combat aircraft.
Yeah.
And so it's been a, you know, slow process. I'm not the kind of person that says, oh, we have to have, like, more women in flying because we don't have enough. No, I the way I see it is women need to have the opportunity if that's what they want to do and that's what they're good at. They should have the opportunity to be part of the mission. And I think that's where we are today. And I think the women are doing great. I'm really proud of them. I follow the missions. And what I got to admit, I'm a little bit jealous. If you look back at stuff, oh, gee, I'd like to fly that F-22 or that F-35, or I sure would like to, you know, operate the cool equipment, you know, that they have today. You know, I love watching the new technologies come out. But, yeah, I'm really proud of the women, and I'm here to support them. And I know it's still tough in some places for the women, but I think we need to look back and see there was a time when women were not allowed to do those missions.
Yeah.
And, you know, in a better place today.
Just so inspiring. Space Woman comes out March 20th. Colonel, thank you so much. It's such an honor to talk to you. I could talk to you all day. So good. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Plotting and planning and game theory for the 2026 elections. All that and more on Liberty Nation Radio this week.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com. Podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe.
all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Spring is almost here, so wake up that garden and get growing with Grange Co-op's Spring Roundup Sale, happening now through March 29th. Jump on big-time savings. Buy two, get one free blueberries, 20% off vegetable jumbo packs, and score three free chicks per family when you buy a 40 or 50-pound bag of Rogue poultry feed. From fresh blooms to happy pets, Grange Co-op has everything you need to kick off the season right. Swing by Grange Co-op at 55 Lake Boulevard in Reading, or shop online at GrangeCoop.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is Colonel Danny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, the nation's largest military news and talk radio show. We address the most pressing issues facing the security of our nation, our armed forces, our veterans, and their families. Please join us every Saturday morning from 6 to 8 on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio show.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hello, Reading. Join Commune Dance Company for Songs of the Soul, a dance performance on April 18th and 19th at the Shasta College Theater. With a dynamic mix of dance styles and beautiful artistry and storytelling, this dance production reflects on the lived experiences that shape us and expresses gratitude for the things we have overcome. Come support the performing arts in Reading and be inspired by this bold, city-caliber performance. Get your tickets today at CommuneDanceCompany.SimpleTix.com. Tickets are $20. And kids' tickets are available at 12:50. We hope to see you there.
Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and another part of the Nate Bargatze land, the orb, the farm system, the club. Derek Stroop, stand up, hilarious, is on with us here, and he's got a new special out on Netflix called Nostalgic. It's so good. He joins us here in the National Defense. Derek, how are you?
Great, man. Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Listen, I was going to watch your special yesterday, and I was going to watch your special. I wanted to see like 10, 15 minutes of your special. I watched the whole damn thing, and it was hilarious. And you are my country cousin because I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee. You're from Alabama. And realizing that you were from Alabama, I will talk slower.
Yeah, well, I live in New York City now, so you can talk as fast as you want, buddy.
Hey, listen, me and you are going to get down to some Twister here pretty soon. That was so funny.
That's right.
Oh, my gosh. You talk about all of these things, that especially growing up in the South. You didn't mention there was something that my mom used to give us as kids called paregoric. Did you ever have that shoved down your throat?
No, I did not, actually. Oh. I think that just missed me. That,
yeah, well, good, because it's the most horrible thing on earth, and they would give it for everything. And, you know, that's how it was when you were a kid in the South. I mean, I can remember my mom taking something called a nerve pill. And we never knew what it was, but we knew that it just made her better. It's a lot like cigarettes that you talk about in your special, about bringing back cigarettes. It's such a great idea.
Yeah. Yeah, it is, especially with the state of the world these days. We could use a cigarette or two. I grew up around a bunch of people that smoked, so it comes from a real place. You know, some of my favorite people I ever met in my life were holding a cigarette.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That's a fun bit.
I can remember, so I was a morning host on a country radio show for years, and we go to the Country Music Awards every year. And my news guy, Dennis Rooney, who was great, smoked, and you know, you'd always be looking for guests to interview, and Dennis would go outside and have a cigarette, and he would come back with Toby Keith and, you know, three other guys that were out there smoking. And it was just almost like a networking thing, right?
Yeah. No, 100%. I mean, I don't smoke cigarettes, but I did, you know, a couple years in my life, and it was just because I had roommates. You wanted to be part of the conversation. They were out on the porch building a new life together. And then there you are in the living room, you know. If you don't have the cigarettes, you're out on the plains, my man. There's a huge social aspect to it as well. You're so right.
And you talk about your wife, who was pregnant at the time, and it's that you guys had a different dynamic now because you're both about the same size, right?
Yeah, that happened during the pregnancy, which was just really fun. It creates a different point of view, because I never knew as a heavyset man I'd be so helpful in the pregnancy, because I've already been through everything she's going through. And just that line alone carries that bit.
Well, and the chafing. She said she's chafing. She said, I've been chafing since 91.
Yeah. Do a fun little, give a shout out to Gold Bond. You can't beat that. I mean, I grew up in a Gold Bond household. You know, that's really, I mean, that's something that I'm familiar with. So all those things are so fun to talk about. And I think that they're, you know, they're pretty relatable overall.
We're talking to Derek Stroop here on the National Defense, and his new Netflix special, which is out now, called Nostalgic. I've seen you with Nate Bargatze, and I was talking to my sister yesterday, who lives in Knoxville. She saw you with John Crist, and we both just, you don't even have to try hard in the South, do you? I mean, everybody gets what you're talking about.
Yeah, for sure. No, I mean, that's definitely my market. You know, but it travels really great in the Midwest too, the middle of the country.
Sure.
I mean, I have a line that I'll use, you know, like when I'm in Wisconsin and I'm talking to those people who, you know, Wisconsin, that's a state that reminds me a lot of Alabama. it really does. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, Hunter Orange going on.
Okay,
but I always tell people, I go the Midwest and the South are almost identical. The only difference is, you know, a big war.
Yeah, right.
They're pretty similar.
Man, you are so funny. I would encourage everybody to watch this special, Nostalgic. It's on Netflix. Derek, great talking to you, man, and continued great success.
Thank you, buddy. Thanks for having me, man.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense.
Ford was built on the belief that the world doesn't get to decide what you're capable of. You do. So ask yourself, can you or can't you? Can you load up a Ford F-150 and build your dream with sweat and steel? Can you chase thrills and conquer curves in a Mustang? Can you take a Bronco to where the map ends and adventure begins? Whether you think you can or think you can't, you're right. Ready, set, Ford.
Hey, National Defense Network has a new mobile app that you need to download right now. Just go to the App Store or nationaldefensenetwork.org to get your hands on the largest giving and savings platform on the planet. You can support our military veterans at the same time you're saving over $1,500 on travel, dining, vacations, and retail. You can get $60 off admission to Disney World and hundreds of other discounts. Just go to nationaldefensenetwork.org, download the app, and upload the savings.
Wounded Warrior Project helps post-9/11 veterans and their families realize what's possible. With support and resources that bring warriors together and empower them to become stronger, both inside and out.
It's possible to begin healing, to get the help you need,
to find peace.
And as each warrior's needs evolve, so do we. Because these last 20 years are just the beginning. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Ondas Autonomous Systems is the U.S. leader in drones and autonomous systems for national and international defense, homeland security, law enforcement, and emergency responders. The company's best-in-class AI-driven drone platforms are deployed globally to protect and secure sensitive locations, populations, and critical infrastructure. Ondas is dedicated to supporting our military, providing a layer of security and safety for our troops, both at home and on the front lines. To learn more about their mission, their technologies, or careers at Ondas, visit ondas.com.
But join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Premier Oil Change is celebrating 20 years of our friendly oil changes. A lot has changed in 20 years, but our commitment to fast, friendly, excellent service has remained the same. To celebrate our 20th birthday, we're offering $20 off any oil change. All you have to do is go to our website at premieroilchange.com and receive your gift. In Reading, check out our new location at 905 East Cypress. Discount also available at our Lake Boulevard, Anderson, and Palisadro locations.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Experience the Shasta Symphony Orchestra's Spring Concert, Saturday, April 25th at 3 p.m. at the Shasta College Theater. Tickets are $15 general admission, $10 for seniors and wheelchair accessible, $5 for students with ID. More information can be found at shastacollege.edu/events.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The president and lead dog trainer, Beth Russell, is here. Beth, how are you?
I'm fine, Randy. Thank you.
What a great mission this is. And I've been looking all over your website. You guys do such great work. Tell me, what was the thing? I know you were a registered critical care nurse. What was the impetus behind your starting this organization?
I got a dog. I got a puppy, and it was a Labrador. And he was an amazing dog. His name was Charlie. And I said to my husband, I think I want to do something with this dog. And we were at UCSD, and San Diego Hospital decided that they wanted to do a pilot for children to see if we could cure morbid obesity. Hmm. And so they trained a bunch of people with dogs like I had to be service dogs. And when we started, the kids were a lost cause. And by the time the program was over, the children were no longer morbidly obese. They no longer had any comorbid problems. And they were standing up and proud and literally talking to people on the street about their dogs. So I said to my husband, who's a trauma surgeon, I think we should do this for our patients. In the trauma unit, I think we can make a difference if we get them there early. And he told me to write him a proposal. So I did. And it didn't go very far then, but we actually got the ball rolling. And once we got it started and met someone at Camp Pendleton who helped us, we laid a proposal on the desk of the Commandant of the Marine Corps, and he said, let's do a pilot study. And we did it, and we've been going ever since.
Wow. Beth, I love so many parts of that story, but the thing that I particularly love is that it just started with a very simple idea. You got a dog. And then you looked around and said, where can I make a difference? And that is such a fantastic thing. It only takes one person, and it only takes one cause and one heart to get that going. So thank you so much for doing that. Did you know very much about the kind of trauma experienced by veterans?
At the time, we started in 04, thinking of this in 06 is when we really worked on getting the program started. And at that time, PTSD was something you didn't talk about.
Right.
And yes, working in the trauma unit, the surgical and trauma unit at UCSD, I did know some of what went on. And so when we started, we did not want to worry about PTSD because at that time, somebody was going to go postal and it was going to be just horrible.
Right.
And so we said to the Marine Corps, well, we'll take anyone from the Wounded Warrior Battalion with mobility issues. And I think they had a hard time finding anyone. And so finally we said, well, they can have just a little bit of PTSD, which is kind of like being a little pregnant.
Right.
At the time we didn't
right.
have that.
Exactly.
And so we got several guys, and they... I think they probably really dug around to find somebody that had something other than PTSD. And it was really minor. And what we found out later was that they had selected some people who were kind of, they didn't know what else to do with them. They tried everything else. Mm. So why not give this program a try? So it was a great, it just worked out great for the guys.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Absolutely. And to have the right candidates in there and to test the effectiveness of this pilot program, what did you find out in the beginning?
Well, we found out that they actually made a difference in their lives. They didn't have problems going to the doctor's appointments anymore. We took them. I don't know what you know about the program, but there are two parts to our program, which is very unique, and I think we are the only ones so far doing this. But we have a partner program and a partner for life program. And in the partner program, we take a service member and we pair them with a dog and a trainer. And actually, the dogs are a way to get them out and about in public. And so we take them to their doctor's appointments. We take them to the mall. We take them places they can never go, or they don't have very many spoons, as they say, left on their plate to handle something. And as we work with them, it may be in tiny steps. We may say, can you go to your appointment? Well, not today. Well, could we get in the car and even just drive to the parking lot? Okay, we can do that. And we do that. And then they get out with the dog. And then they may walk into the building. And then they may go and sit and finally have an appointment. And what we found was that the doctors were coming out and saying, this dog has to come back with this guy next week.
Wow.
Because this is the best session we've had. Or one of the Marines we had went into a mall, and it took a while to get there, but once he got in the mall, he wanted to shop. He hadn't been shopping in 2 years.
Wow.
People had been going out for him. So things of that magnitude, they're better at home. They're partaking in their family life. They aren't so regimented that their family can't go out and do things anymore. They'll go to birthday parties. They'll do some holiday things that they couldn't do before. So it's been a huge success.
That's incredible. We're talking to Beth Russell here in the National Defense, president and a lead dog trainer of Freedom Dogs, and you can find them at freedomdogs.org. I encourage you to go there and check out the incredible programs. And the second part of that program, Beth, you're talking about the Partner for Life program.
Correct. And that is where if they have been with us for at least 3 months, and it's usually a little bit longer, and they feel, and their medical provider feels that they would still benefit from a dog permanently placed with them, then we will place a dog with that service member. And that's when the rubber hits the road. That's when they really, really start to work. And it's incredible what these guys do with their dogs. We have had several of our guys who are on their second, one who's on his third dog from us.
Wow. Well, it's incredible. And, you know, I'm looking on the website here about some of the dogs, and oh my gosh, it's a little puppy. It's so cute. Ryder. Ryder.
Yes, isn't he?
Oh my gosh. And now, like you say, most of these are Labrador Retrievers and Black Labs, but I see you've got a Golden in there too, Ethan.
He's a yellow lab. Yes, he is. But we do use all Labradors. And not because we don't love other breeds, but public perception expects a Labrador to be a service dog. If you're going to see somebody in a vest, you probably expect them to be a service dog. And the beauty of a Labrador is that whoever has the best treat wins. So...
very treat oriented, huh?
Yes, they are.
Oh, that's look at little Steel, 6-month-old black lab.
Isn't he darling?
Oh my gosh! And what the other thing I love is explain how you name these dogs.
We let the guys name them, and I actually should say the guys and gals, and they usually name them for someone that has done something in the military. So when we have a name come up, we go through people who are important and who have been important in the military. So most of our dogs have been named after that. And the guys and gals select them.
Oh, that is so cool. The name of the organization is freedomdogs.org. We're talking to Beth Russell here on the National Defense. Had you always been able to train dogs, Beth, or is that something that they had to train you about?
Well, you know, I've always had dogs, but once training for a service dog is very different.
Oh, it's like a 2-year process, right?
Yes, it takes about a year and a half to 2 years to get the dogs up to where they can begin to work with the guys and become placed with them. Obviously, when they're puppies, the guys love working with them, but
oh, yeah,
they're going to take them out and about.
Right. Yeah, so you had your own training, and then you in turn are able to teach other people how to do this. So I have a question about now. You say that a lot of these dogs, or maybe all of them, are donated by breeders, correct?
We do pay for some of ours, but we have donations, yes.
Okay. And so why don't you go to the pound? You know, I know that a lot of programs like this will go to the pounds and adopt dogs for that very purpose. But yours is a different kind of a program.
Well, we feel that it's really important to get the dogs that are really healthy and intelligent and want to work. Mm. And we know if we talk to a good breeder that our chances of success are a lot better. It doesn't mean that dogs in the shelters aren't worth anything or great. They're awesome dogs. But we just feel if we're going to put all this time and energy and money into something, yeah, then we want to know they're really healthy and they're going to be able to stand up and take what it takes. It's hard, and not every dog is a service dog. We turn a lot of dogs down because they don't have what it makes. There are only so many people who are rocket scientists, only so many people right. who are trauma surgeons. You know, yeah. So the dog, it has to want to do this work.
Well, and you've got to depend on that to place them with these warriors, too. I mean, you can't have a half-trained dog or a dog that's not going to come through. And I would imagine in your position now, you certainly know all the breeders and know what to expect from them and know exactly where to go to get a particular kind of dog, right?
Correct. We do. We have some great breeders, and we rely on them heavily. So our veterinary advisor wrote up a long time ago, in the very beginning, a group of standards that we would expect from every breeder to have on their dogs. And before we even look at a litter, those are looked at by our veterinary advisor.
We're talking to Beth Russell here on the National Defense, president, lead dog trainer of Freedom Dogs. Check them out at freedomdogs.org. You guys are based in Southern California, and I would imagine most of your work takes place there. Beth, do you have any idea of how many people you've helped since you started the program?
Oh, not the numbers that a lot of organizations have, but I would say we've had at least 50 to 75 people.
Oh, listen, one is a great number. You know, 50 to 75, and the men and women that you've made a critical difference in their lives, and in a lot of cases have given them a gift of a friend for life. That's got to be so rewarding.
It's humbling.
Yeah. And not just for them, but for the dog. You've given the dog a job. You've given them a friend for life. And you've given them a purpose, which a lot of people don't realize. Dogs need a purpose, right?
So they get in trouble anyway, these dogs.
Yeah, exactly. Listen, I've got a rescue. I've got a pit bull mixed rescue who just turned 8. And if that guy... If his name is Scallywag, we call him Wags. If Wags doesn't do frisbee twice a day and get walked 2 miles, he pouts because he's got to go do that, right?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, that's so good. That's so good. Yeah, that's so. What a great idea. What a great heart you have for people in general and. But especially for veterans. And I would encourage everybody, if they want to find out more, if you want to donate, if you want to find out if you're a candidate, go to freedomdogs.org. Check it out. It's a great website. You guys have done a great job on the website. And I'm sure it's very easy to navigate for people that want to find out more, right?
Absolutely. Yes, and we encourage anybody to look.
Beth, thank you so much for taking the time. Really appreciate and value the work you're doing.
And thank you, Randy. It's been fun.
We'll be right back here in the National Defense. Airline.
airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. 800-419-1964. That's 800-419-1.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.